holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Asking God for Another God, Part 2.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. You are splendid people. I believe that you're going to be blessed anyway. And I hope that God does something good for you. I really do. I'm praying that He does something good for you today, not tomorrow, not in heaven. I'm talking about right now. I pray He does something good for you. I want to do something for you good in heaven too, but I'm waiting for Him to do something for you good today. Something good for you today. Everybody needs something good happening for them. Yeah, we do. Now, listen, I got one for you today. Don't remain in a place that keeps you triggered. You know, certain people that just can make you angry by saying one word, or they can make you angry by looking at you a certain way. They can make you angry by one sweater that they put on. I don't know. But don't stay in those places that can, you know, make you triggered like that. You know, one day you get triggered and can't come off that ledge. You upset and nobody can calm you down. You learn how to live in that triggerdom. Oh, no. Get out of that place of being triggered. Don't let anybody trigger you with words, actions, looks, you know, stare you in the corner. Don't stay in a place where you're triggered. And don't trigger other people, because a lot of times that's when you know you're in a place of being triggered. When I say triggered, something can just set you off. You know, don't be someplace setting people off, because if that's what you're doing, 9 times out of 10, you're in a place where you're triggered. And so you learn how to trigger them to fight back. But don't stay in a place where you're triggered. Change your mind. Maybe you can't change your job. Change the way you think. Hang around a different group of people. You know, maybe you should have lunch by yourself. You know, maybe you should have lunch with other people instead of being by yourself. Whatever it is, ask God to show it to you, man. Because if you stay and remain triggered, that's all you're going to do to other people is trigger them, and then they trigger you, and you trigger them, and they trigger you. You know, like back in the day, they used to have a thing called crack, and basically what that was, or playing the dozens. This one kid will talk about this other kid's mom, and the other kid will talk about his dad, and back and forth, and then so weeks can go by, days can go by, and they got a new joke and they want to try it out, and they go and trigger that person and say something real mean to see if they can get that person to cry or get them to be upset. I'm sure that stuff shapes us. You know, it helps our skin to become thicker. I'm sure it does. But now we're adults. Or maybe you're going into adulthood. You're a young person. Don't remain in places that keep you triggered. You know, if that's the case, find something else to do. Find someplace else to be. But don't remain triggered. That's all. You're just going to be mad all the time. You're going to be upset all the time. You're going to try to make people mad all the time. Because, see, usually you're going to make somebody else mad because you're mad. Come on now. We can't do that. Or we could do it, but it don't profit. It won't profit you or anybody else anything to be going around triggering people or for you to be triggered. It won't profit anything. So you got to watch how you talk to people, how you look, how you stare, how you glance. I mean, it's just all these things. And then you don't want to be the source of the triggering either. Don't do things that's just going to make people just, you know, call you out on things. I mean, put your outfit together. If you're going to be outfit savvy, put your outfit together so people don't have nothing to say to you about your outfit. You get what I'm telling you? But really, all that stuff doesn't matter. All I want you to do is not be in a place where you're always being upset by other people. You need a break too. You need a break from that. And people that you're making upset and triggering, they need a break from you. Amen. Let the church say amen. All right. Now, we're going to go back over to Samuel. 1 Samuel 12. And we had a few more verses from yesterday that I think maybe we need to cover. Let's see. Verse 23. It says, as for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. So, as a prophet, he would be sinning against the Lord if he did not pray for the people. As for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. Now, the people had already asked God for another king, and God is the only king, right? He's the king of kings, right? So they saw another country had king, another country had a king, another country had a king. And so now they want a king. And God says, okay, you can have a king that you choose it. And so Samuel goes through the whole notion of, if you listen to God, you and your king will live. If you don't listen to God, you and your king will die, you know? And so, basically here he says, but as for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. Even though I see that you are a disobedient people, I can see the disobedience in you, but I'm not going to stop praying for you. See, that'll preach by itself. Even though your children might not do what you want them to do, they might not even go the way that they need to go, right? But you pray for them. You're the prophet of the house, of your home. You are. Dad, mom, pray for them children. They might not do what's supposed to be done all the time, but you work on them. You pray for them. As for me, I certainly will not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. That's what he said to the people. And I will continue to teach you what is good and right. He will continue to teach what is good and right. And that's good. Even though he sees that they might be disobedient, he sees that he might be wasting his time, he still said he's going to teach what's good and right. You know, we get upset with our children because they came home with the wrong test score, and or they didn't do one thing right, they didn't do another thing right, and now we're just going to throw them to the wolves. Get out. Get out of my house. Get out of here. And sometimes you do have to send them out. But you still have to pray for them. You still have to tell them what's right, what's good and right. I mean, you don't have to do anything, but that's a good thing to do. To teach them what's good and right and pray for them. Remember Job, he was having, what was it, sacrifices for his children just in case. You know, just in case they did something. What was it? I think it was sacrifice or fasting or something. And he would do that even though they weren't doing it. He would do it for them just in case something went wrong. You know, we can fast for our children just in case something goes wrong. We can pray for them just in case something goes wrong. That's what we can do. And see, and if you're in a place where you're being triggered, it's going to be hard for you to pray for your children. That's why I tell you, get out of that triggered place. Whatever's triggering you, don't let it trigger you no more, because now you can't even pray for your children. You can't pray for the family. Your husband's acting up. Your wife's acting up, and you can't pray for them because you're in a triggered place. But listen, even if they don't do what's right, you still pray for them. You're the prophet of that house. You're the leader of that house. At least somebody in the house is talking to God. Somebody in the house has got God on the line, got God on the phone. You know, somebody got to have God on the phone. If you don't have God on the phone, you're not going to get anything done. Somebody got to have a speed dial on God. You know, they got to have a text message to God. They got to have an open, downloaded line to the Lord where they can get a prayer through and get things happening, get things going. As for me, I certainly will not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. And I will continue to teach you what is good and right. Verse number 24. But be sure to fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. That's the warning he gave him. All this prayer I'm doing, all this teaching I'm doing, make sure that you fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. You notice how Samuel didn't say, serve me. No. You serve him. He didn't say, serve the pastor and everybody else. No. You serve God. You faithfully serve him. Think of all the wonderful things he has done for you. Whenever you get weary and say, I don't feel like serving God. No, just stop for a quick second and start remembering the things that he has done for you. Things that you couldn't have done for yourself. Things you know no one else would help you do. And God turned around and did it for you and helped you. Just stop and think of all the wonderful things he's done for you, even today. And you might be having a bad day, is what everybody says. I might be having a bad day. Trust me. Just start thinking about a few things. Now, you don't have to have all of them. Just a few things that you have in your pocket so that you can pull out and say, God did this. And I know he can do that too. And I know he can do this. And I know he can do that. You got a couple things in your pocket. Yeah. Got a couple things in your pocket. A couple things on your mind that you can just pull up that God did for you. And as the other preacher says, you don't have to ask anybody, did he do it? You know God did it. Yeah, you don't have to ask nobody if God did something for you. You know what he's done. Be sure to be, verse number 24. Be sure to fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. That's verse number 24. Think of all the wonderful things he's done for you. Verse number 25, it says this. But if you continue to sin, you and your king will be swept away. You know, the very thing that they ask him for, they ask God for a king, right? God let him have the king. And verse 25 says, but if you continue to sin, you and your king will be swept away. I don't know about you. I don't want to be swept away. I'm just going to try to do what I can to serve the Lord and remember everything he's done.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.